Der Möbelhof sucht Sie als Küchentester. Jetzt bewerben und eine freigeplante Traumküche zum halben Preis sichern. Richtig gehört, Ihre Möbelhof-Traumküche zum halben Preis. Aber schnell sein lohnt sich, denn die Teilnahme ist auf 50 Tester beschränkt. Auf möbelhof.de anmelden und von der Preisgarantie bis Ende 2025 profitieren. Werden Sie Küchentester. Jetzt im Möbelhof in Ingolstadt und Parsberg. Mehr auf möbelhof.de.
We're just days away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena Las Vegas.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Stream only on Hulu.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
The most anticipated live music event of the year.
This Friday and Saturday, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Gianna Prudenti.
And I'm Jemaine Jackson-Gadsden. We're the hosts of Let's Talk Offline from LinkedIn News and iHeart Podcasts.
There's a lot to figure out when you're just starting your career. That's where we come in.
Think of us as your work besties you can turn to for advice.
And if we don't know the answer, we bring in people who do, like negotiation expert Maury Taheri-Poor.
If you start thinking about negotiations as just a conversation, then I think it sort of eases us a little bit.
Listen to Let's Talk Offline on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's basketball. And on this new season, we'll cover all things sports and culture. Listen to Naked Sports on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio apps, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect Podcast Network is sponsored by Diet Coke.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
Every great player needs a foil.
I know, I'll go down in history. People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's sports. Listen to the making of a rivalry. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Elf Beauty, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, a couple of things that I want to talk about on this Woke Wednesday. You know, I don't know why we find ourselves shocked every time a Republican says the N-word or is caught saying the N-word, or not even caught, but just outwardly says it, and there is like little to no reaction from the person it was said to. Case in point, Rich Lowry, the editor-in-chief of the National Review, goes on a show with Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly, you all know, is a renowned racist. There is no way to say anything different about her. She has said some of the most egregious, ridiculous things that cost her her contract at NBC, but it doesn't matter because whiteness works, and they still paid her out $60 million just to go away after she said that there was nothing wrong with blackface and that Santa Claus was white. Santa Claus, a fictional character. And just so many other things. So when Rich Lowry, fast forward, is now on her show and they are talking about what is the manufactured lie of Springfield, Ohio, and the Haitian immigrant community that is there, Rich Lowry drops the N-word when talking about the Haitian people. And folks are like, OMG. I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, why? First off, why is it that this one word is the signifier for racism? Not all of the fucking policies that deny Black and brown people access, right? Economic access, not the reversal of affirmative action by the Supreme Court, not the denying of the fact that, you know, venture capital only gives Black women, for instance, 0.00000 all the way to like 1%, but now you have Black venture capital firms that have now been sued for only wanting to support Black businesses that are denied in the larger venture capital schemes. And so you've heard Donald Trump refer to African nations as shithole countries. You have heard him say that there should be immigration from places like Norway, right? Largely white. You have seen these folks throw up fists like Josh Hawley and say that they are proud white nationalists. Like, God damn it. You don't need to rock a hood and say the N-word every single day for that to be what we use as our barometer for racism. Give me a fucking break. But what I will say about this is the fact that Megyn Kelly didn't bat an eye. When you watch the clip, it wasn't as if Megyn Kelly was like, oh shit, that shouldn't have been said. She just kept nodding along and smiling and continuing on with the conversation. So I'm like, folks, let's just stop allowing these people to fucking gaslight into believing that because they don't use the N-word explicitly, that somehow that means that they're not racist. You have fucking Laura Loomer making the most racist commentary around Vice President Kamala Harris and the smells that will be inside of the White House and all of these things. And that punk, J.D. Vance, whose wife is Indian, says nothing of note to defend his family and say, you know what, Laura, that's not right. That's racist. That's wrong. You know, blah, blah. Nothing. Doesn't say anything. So I'm like, folks, let us stop pretending. Let us stop pretending that these people are anything other than what they show themselves to be. But what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to get on social media and go back and forth and talk about the ways that this man who won't ever be fired from his job, talk about these people in a way that is not going to provide any type of accountability or responsibility or solace. I'm not going to debate with other racists about like my identity and who I am and, oh, it was a mistake and this, that, and that thing. I make mistakes all the time, but I don't make mistakes with racial slurs because it's not a part of my regular lexicon. So I wouldn't accidentally say anything that would be considered racially offensive because guess what? I don't speak like that. But if you do, then I suppose those quote unquote accidents of saying all of the quiet part out loud then would happen. But here's what I want to remind folks. And I think that it's important because folks, we have too much work to do to get ourselves exhausted by fuckery. And so I pull up this quote by the late, great Toni Morrison that I've used on this show a number of times, but I want to read it in its entirety because it's important, because it grounds us in the why of the thing. She says this, "The function, the very serious function of racism is distraction. It keeps you from doing your work. It keeps you explaining over and over again your reason for being. Somebody says you have no language and you spend 20 years proving that you do. Somebody says your head isn't shaped properly, so you have scientists working on the fact that it is. Somebody says you have no art, so you dredge that up. Somebody says you have no kingdoms, so you dredge that up. None of this is necessary. There will always be one more thing." That's the point, folks. That's the point. Is that if we continue to allow these racist white folks to be the holders of power, and willingly give our power over to them in the form of us having to explain over and over again our right for being, who do you think wins? Because as she's saying, it stops us from doing the real work of building community, of building a multiracial democracy. Because if I keep having to go fucking backwards
to prove to you X, Y, and Z, then guess what I'm not doing? Fucking moving forwards. So I don't have the time nor the energy to go back and forth with folks like the Richard Lowrys of the world or the fucking Megyn Kellys of the world. I don't. The reason why I specifically have been talking about Donald Trump and J.D. Vance here and on my YouTube channel, which you all need to subscribe to, is for this reason. Last week, school was closed for 2 days. 2 days, children in Springfield, Ohio, were robbed of an education, were robbed of social emotional connection to their friends, were terrorized. 2 days in a row, municipality buildings were shut down. Hospitals were shut down because of bomb threats. So I bring that up because there is a clear dotted line between the shit that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are saying and have said and acts of terrorism. And for us to refer to it as rhetoric, right? For us to allow Republicans like some dude that on CNN the other day, and I don't watch CNN, so let me say this, but our friend Ellie Mistel was on the program and read the Republican for filth who tried to say that it was Democrats' rhetoric that was causing Donald Trump's assassination attempts. And I use quotation marks. Because, yeah, we don't have enough information for me to go out on a limb on those, right? So what I will say is that when you allow for Republicans who know good goddamn well, and have said so themselves, Donald Trump was responsible for January 6th. Just go back and roll the tape of Mitch McConnell on the floor. Donald Trump bears responsibility for this. He did a complete and total reversal of that, right, when he voted not to impeach Donald Trump. And I just think, just let us pause for a minute on how fucked up and spineless Republicans were, that we could have been done with Donald Trump through impeachment. They could have voted and been like, you know what? We love racism too, but this one, he's just too much for us. And like, we continue it laying in bed with him, we may never be able to get the stench off of us. And they voted to keep laying down, right? Keep giving it up. So we're in this situation because of Republican spinelessness, because all the Democrats voted responsibly.
We're just days away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Stream only on Hulu.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
The most anticipated live music events of the year.
This Friday and Saturday, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Gianna Prudenti.
And I'm Jemay Jackson-Gadsden. We're the hosts of Let's Talk Offline, a new podcast from LinkedIn News and iHeart Podcasts.
When you're just starting out in your career, you have a lot of questions, like, how do I speak up when I'm feeling overwhelmed?
Or, can I negotiate a higher salary if this is my first real job? Girl, yes.
Each week, we answer your unfiltered work questions.
Think of us as your work besties you can turn to for advice.
And if we don't know the answer, we bring in experts who do, like resume specialist Morgan Sanner.
The only difference between the person who doesn't get the job and the person who gets the job is usually who applies.
Yeah, I think a lot about that quote. What is it, like, you miss 100% of the shots you never take?
Yeah, rejection is scary, but it's better than you rejecting yourself.
Together, we'll share what it really takes to thrive in the early years of your career.
Without sacrificing your sanity or sleep.
Listen to Let's Talk Offline on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports, where we live at the intersection of sports and culture. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
I know I'll go down in history. People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Every great player needs a foil.
I ain't in here than boys. I just come here to play basketball every single day, and that's what I focus on.
From college to the pros, Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's sports.
Angel Reese is a joy to watch. She is unapologetically Black. I love her.
What exactly ignited this fire? Why has it been so good for the game? And can the fanfare surrounding these two supernovas be sustained?
This game is only going to get better because the talent is getting better.
This new season will cover all things sports and culture. Listen to Naked Sports on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect Podcast Network is sponsored by Diet Coke.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of Smash or Pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or Pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's...
Because we're doing the pullout method. We're living on the edge.
Oh my God.
I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It was December 2019 when the story blew up. In Green Bay, Wisconsin, former Packers star Kabir Bajabiamila caught up in a bizarre situation.
Hey, GB, explaining what he believes led to the arrest of his friends at a children's Christmas play.
A family man, former NFL player, devout Christian, now cut off from his family and connected to a strange arrest.
I am going to share my journey of how I went from Christianity to now a Hebrew Israelite.
I got swept up in Kabir's journey, but this was only the beginning. In a story about faith and football, the search for meaning away from the gridiron, and the consequences for everyone involved.
You mix homesteading with guns and church and a little bit of the spice of conspiracy theories that we liked, voila, you got Straightway.
I felt like I was living in North Korea, but worse, if that's possible.
Listen to Spiraled on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say that we find ourselves in this place where we are becoming numb and desensitized to terrorism, because that's what they're doing. When your words lead to schools and government buildings being shut down, what else would you call it? And when Dana Bash decided to actually show up as a journalist the other day and take J.D. Vance to task, he had the audacity to say, well, that's just Democratic talking points and blah, blah. Is it, sir? You said hot shit on a Tuesday. And on a Thursday, buildings were shut down. I'm just over here connecting the dots. Like that you refuse to get, oh, we condemn violence. Do you? Because in newly, once again, released podcast interviews that J.D. Vance has done, he's talked about, let me pull this up for y'all. The need to be, quote, ruthless. Let me tell you something about J.D. Vance. So he's in an interview, and I couldn't tell you what show it is. I don't care. But Harris_Wins tweeted this out. It says, breaking, in a stunning new leak, J.D. Vance completely endorses Project 2025. Donald Trump can't run from this now. Retweet so all Americans hear this. And what he's saying in this interview, and I retweeted it, is the fact that Republicans have lost all institutions. They've lost the White House, and that we need to be really, quote, ruthless about how we take back power. And that in order for there to be a new regime, we're going to need to overthrow the current powers that be. You all can go ahead and listen to this. I retweeted it. And I write this. What's amazing here is that Vance states clearly that Republicans have lost major institutions and yet has no desire to win back anything or anyone through democratic means. Instead, he discusses overthrowing the people and being, quote, ruthless about it. And so, friends, when you see things like this and you listen to J.D. Vance, you have to understand that this man does not believe in the Constitution or in the rule of law. J.D. Vance and the Republican Party are not interested in creating and designing policies that would actually get the American people on their side. What he says in this interview is that they have lost. They've lost the culture wars. They've lost institutions. They've lost companies. Why? Because everyone else is moving forward. Everyone else is investing in a multiracial democracy. Everyone else is understanding that the more diverse people that you have in your companies, the better the companies do. So they were moving forward with diversity and inclusion programs. They were moving forward. And so their policies, the Republican policies, were no longer reigning true because they were proof putting that if you stay stuck, you're not going to match up with what you want your bottom line to be. Racism actually doesn't fucking pay in the long run. But instead of J.D. Vance and the Republican Party doing an actual autopsy in 2020 and saying, you know what? I think that this racism stuff has reached its limits. I think that, like, we're not getting any more new people. We're just continuing to enrage our base, which is good, but only up to a point. It has reached its ceiling, is what I'm saying. Now, I continue to tell you that I don't give much reverence to the polls. I just articulate every once in a while, some say they're up, some say they down, blah, blah, blah. But the only polls that we really need to care about is the voting booth, is a polling station that we walk into on election day. Or if you've already started early voting or have mailed in your vote, like, that is what actually matters. But when you look at the numbers, Harris and Walz are doing great, which is why you are seeing Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, as he stated, create stories. Because they're not able to find their way and find their footing in the news if they're not lying. Once again, there is an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Really? Is all I'm going to say about that. Really? Let us get more information, because we're still waiting on the details of the first time. What we do know that seems to work is that every time that he's down in the polls or has had a really bad week or what have you, something crazy seems to happen. And it seems to be a, what's that word? Pattern. I have said this before. Donald Trump will become more and more deranged and dangerous the more scared he gets about the outcome of the election. Because the only thing that is keeping Donald Trump out of fucking prison is if he wins. Now, I'm under no delusional thoughts here, folks, that Donald Trump is ever going to see the inside of a prison. If anything were to happen, I'm sure he will be on house arrest at Mar-a-Lago, where he can still hold court, because that will be his quote unquote White House. But do I think that we're going to actually see this man held? No, but there will no longer be an election that is hanging overhead. He will no longer be a candidate. And so the trope that he's been using of political persecution will no longer have any bearing or any weight. Not that it should now, because we know that he announced his candidacy early so that he could avoid accountability and responsibility and cloak himself in this immunity, right, that the Supreme Court gave him. But there's a reason why Jack Smith reindicted, throwing out a couple of the charges and making sure that other actions couldn't be labeled as quote unquote presidential duties, whatever the fuck that means, because the Supreme Court doesn't even know. But that wasn't the point. Clarity was not the point. But we have to pay attention over these next several weeks, because I think, to quote Donald Trump, that shit is going to get absolutely fucking wild. And I'm really concerned about the people of Springfield, Ohio. And I pray to God that there is not mass harm that happens over these next couple of weeks, and that these people can like get back to some sense of normalcy. I don't know if they will, but we have to keep our eyes opened, because the next couple of weeks are going to be some of the most dangerous weeks in America. The rhetoric, the stochastic terrorism, and it's at an all-time high. And I'm not seeing any action that is being taken that would deter Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the Republican Party from continuing to spit the hateful things that they are.
We're just days away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Stream only on Hulu.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
The most anticipated live music event of the year.
This Friday and Saturday, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Gianna Prudenti.
And I'm Jemaine Jackson-Gadsden. We're the hosts of Let's Talk Offline, a new podcast from LinkedIn News and iHeart Podcasts.
When you're just starting out in your career, you have a lot of questions. Like, how do I speak up when I'm feeling overwhelmed?
Or, can I negotiate a higher salary if this is my first real job? Girl, yes.
Each week, we answer your unfiltered work questions.
Think of us as your work besties you can turn to for advice.
And if we don't know the answer, we bring in experts who do, like resume specialist Morgan Sanner.
The only difference between the person who doesn't get the job and the person who gets the job is usually who applies.
Yeah, I think a lot about that quote. What is it, like, you miss 100% of the shots you never take?
Yeah, rejection is scary, but it's better than you rejecting yourself.
Together, we'll share what it really takes to thrive in the early years of your career
without sacrificing your sanity or sleep.
Listen to Let's Talk Offline on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports, where we live at the intersection of sports and culture. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
I know I'll go down in history. People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Every great player needs a foil.
I ain't really hear them voice. I just come here to play basketball every single day, and that's what I focus on.
From college to the pros, Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's sports.
Angel Reese is a joy to watch. She is unapologetically Black. I love her.
What exactly ignited this fire? Why has it been so good for the game? And can the fanfare surrounding these two supernovas be sustained?
This game is only going to get better because the talent is getting better.
This new season will cover all things sports and culture. Listen to Naked Sports on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect Podcast Network is sponsored by Diet Coke.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of smash or pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's...
Because we're doing the pull-out method. We're living on the edge.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I close out, the last thing that I will say, too, is that if you pay attention to pop culture, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, was arrested in New York on what has now been released as sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He's been arrested by the FBI. These are federal charges for what they were referring to as a crime ring that he was at the center of running going back to 2008. He is now in custody, and rightfully fucking so. Because if you've read even a little bit of the lawsuit that his former girlfriend Cassie brought against him for a decade of sexual abuse, battery, and you saw the video, it's disgusting, and he deserves prison. The thing that gets me, though, is that Donald Trump, too, has been indicted, and yet the inside of a jail cell he does not see. And so whiteness, wealth, carry you a long way in our society, a long way. Trump and Diddy, to me, basically, we haven't found Donald Trump to be guilty of, oh, that's right, we did. He was adjudicated for sexual assault, right? Harassment by a number of women. And yet here he stands, able to run for office. So I'm like, what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. And Donald Trump should be in somebody's federal custody. But America. Dear friends, do check me out over on my YouTube channel where I'm putting out fresh video content every single day at Danielle Moody _. If you go into YouTube and you type in that little search button and you put in Danielle Moody channel, voila, there I will be. Subscribe so that you never miss an episode. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Hey, I'm Gianna Prudenti.
And I'm Jemaine Jackson Gadsden. We're the hosts of Let's Talk Offline from LinkedIn News and iHeart Podcasts.
There's a lot to figure out when you're just starting your career. That's where we come in.
Think of us as your work besties you can turn to for advice.
And if we don't know the answer, we bring in people who do, like negotiation expert Maury Teheri-Poor.
If you start thinking about negotiations as just a conversation, then I think it sort of eases us a little bit.
Listen to Let's Talk Offline on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just days away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Stream only on Hulu.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
The most anticipated live music event of the year.
This Friday and Saturday, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Pacific.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's basketball. And on this new season, we'll cover all things sports and culture. Listen to Naked Sports on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio apps, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect Podcast Network is sponsored by Diet Coke.
I'm Carrie Champion, and this is season 4 of Naked Sports. Up first, I explore the making of a rivalry. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
Every great player needs a foil.
I know, I'll go down in history. People are talking about women's basketball just because of one single game.
Clark and Reese have changed the way we consume women's sports. Listen to the making of a rivalry, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Elf Beauty, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.